This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the WPGM Community Forum. It's good to have you along. We have a talk today with Van Wagner, organizer of the Danville Heritage Festival. That festival that's been going on for about a quarter of a century, starting as the Iron Heritage Festival, then becoming the Danville Heritage Festival, and then shifting time frames. So we're going to talk about all that and what you can expect when the festival comes up next weekend. Thank you for joining us, Van, for this brief interview, but full of information interview on the Danville Heritage Festival. Let's begin just with the brief history of the Danville Heritage Festival and its changes over the year in name and time of the year it's being held.
Sure. So the Danville Heritage Festival, I couldn't tell you exactly what year it is. I'd say under 10, but it grew out of the Iron Heritage Festival, which went on for many years and was kind of the predecessor of this festival. And then we've decided to move, a couple years back, we decided to move the Heritage Festival to September for a few reasons, but one of the main ones is just to get out of that July heat. Just over the years, a lot of people commented that the oppressive heat of July was not just uncomfortable, but dangerous.
And there's so much going on in the summer anyway. It's kind of nice to get it as part of it in conjunction with the Arts Festival.
Correct. So we have the Danville Fall Arts Festival going on simultaneously, and it's just a really nice way for both events to kind of 1+1=3 kind of a deal, where it's just definitely a benefit to our festival to piggyback with them. And I would like to think that the Heritage Festival brings in folks to the Arts Festival that otherwise might not come. So hopefully it really benefits both events.
Okay. It's used to be stretched out a little more. It's basically just Friday, Saturday, Sunday, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And what kind of things do you have planned this year that folks can expect as far as events, speakers, demonstrations, etc.? And, just give us a quick rundown.
Sure. So one of the big highlights for folks are the train rides. The train rides will be going on Saturday of the festival. And you can get more information down at the Danville Business Alliance office, or I believe Scott's Florist, because Scott Edwards is the guy really organizing the train rides and the train excursions. I believe there's more information at his business, but if not, you can play it safe and go to the Danville Business Alliance. But regarding the speakers, we have speakers lined up at the Thomas Beaver Library all day, Saturday of the festival, and those are all free to attend. And it kicks off with John Mazich, who does a great job showing rare photos of the Danville area, many of which that have never been published, and 2 hours this year because an hour wasn't enough. He just has such an extensive collection and it's so popular. We also have people speaking on Pennsylvania German culture, Pennsylvania Dutch. We have folks talking about the canal system, and we have folks talking about iron, of course. It wouldn't be a proper festival in Danville if we didn't talk about iron. So those are just a couple examples. We also have events going on downtown kind of mixed into the fall arts festival. So, for example, as you're kind of shopping and looking at the different art vendors, you'll come upon my friend Mike McWilliams, who will be set up with some artifacts from the Pennsylvania Canal and talking about canal heritage. Speaking of canal, in Canal Park, we're going to have a restored canal boat that is on loan from the Muncie Historical Society. And it's actually mobile, and they're delivering it this week, so it'll be in Danville all week leading up to the festival. But it's going to be in Canal Park, and we're going to take the mule that many folks might remember was in front of the courthouse last year, and we're going to attach the mule to the canal boat. So folks will be able to stand on the sidewalk on Mill Street looking down at Canal Park and see an actual canal boat with a life-size fiberglass mule. It'll be a pretty neat scene because it's not something I've ever been able to see except in photographs.
All right, and that's 4 o'clock on Friday is the dedication of that newly fixed up park with the new amphitheater and everything.
Correct. So our goal was to have the canal boat and the mule in place for the whole week, so that when they do that kickoff on the September 6th, they're doing the public unveiling of the mural you know, that'll be there to really accentuate the link to the canal.
And on the Danville Business Alliance website, too, we can let people know that they can actually go there to download the brochure. So everything will be in one place for them.
Correct. And there are paper copies now in print that folks can pick up at the Danville Business Alliance. I'm trying to think where else they may be available. I know they're there. They're hot off the press. But as you point out, folks can go to the website and they can see everything there. And there really is quite a bit. We have Kristen Makita doing a program on traditional preserving of food. We already had the garden tours that went on back. Bob Umbriak and his wife opened up their home, and so do other folks to, or at least open up their gardens to folks to come and see their lands and just the exquisite work they've done on their garden. So that was a few weeks back to kind of coincide with peak garden season.
And I'm assuming the preparation for this is a year-round thing, I mean, to get all these things lined up.
It is. In fact, the committee meets once a month, and if anyone's interested in getting involved, it's as simple as either reaching out to me online, or you can stop in the Danville Business Alliance and express interest there, and we can give you more information about when we meet. But we're always welcoming fresh ideas, and it's an all-volunteer board, and we could always use the ideas.
And why, from your own perspective, why do you think it's important that we do things like this to keep the history in the forefront?
I think a big part of Danville's identity as a community is its link to its rich heritage. In many ways, it's not just iron. Like, yes, the story of iron is a big part of who we are, and we're the Danville Ironmen, but there's so much heritage, whether it's Native American heritage, whether it's agricultural heritage, and we can't let that be forgotten. It's such a big part of our identity, and I think the festival is just a nice way to annually celebrate those various heritages and keep those links alive, give people things they can rally around and talk about over a cup of coffee, and really that's how local history is kept alive, people talking about it. If we don't talk about it, it's forgotten.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.